Auto executives got a grilling on Capitol Hill yesterday. Not the usual suspects from Detroit's Big Three. Think much, much smaller. Executives from the hybrid car maker Fisker testified about hundreds of millions of dollars in loans Fisker got from the government. Today, the company is on the verge of collapse. NPR's Sonari Glinton reports.
Fisker, the car company, isn't dead yet, but Congress has already begun the autopsy.
Today's hearing is about getting to the bottom of the U.S. Department of Energy's Fisker automotive loan fiasco.
Republican Jim Jordan ran the House hearing titled Green Energy Oversight, Examining the Department of Energy's Bad Bet on Fisker Automotive.
The company built cars that cost $100,000. They built them in Finland. Taxpayers effectively subsidized luxury, novelty vehicles for the likes of Justin Bieber, Leonardo DiCaprio, and Al Gore.
The issue is a Department of Energy program that made loans to encourage new fuel technology in cars. Ford got loans, so did Nissan and Tesla. Those companies have been repaying the loans. Fisker, though, is in pretty bad shape, and it's had trouble paying back the money. And if it goes bankrupt, the government could lose almost $200 million. Here's Republican Congressman Patrick McHenry questioning the company's founder and former CEO, Henrik Fisker.
How much taxpayer dollars have you lost, American taxpayer money have you lost?
I assume you talk about Fisker Automotive. At this point in time, I do not believe that any taxpayer dollars have been lost.
None. Okay. So you plan to repay the loans and the money you've already received from the taxpayer?
Congressman, I'm no longer with the company, so I'm not familiar
with the
basis.
Oh, fantastic. So let me
Losing the company CEO and namesake was one of the many problems that plagued Fisker. Its battery manufacturer went bankrupt. It lost more than 300 cars because of Hurricane Sandy. And at the same time, its chief competitor in the market stole its thunder and was acclaimed to be the car of the year by many in the automotive press. Many Republicans on the committee say that Fisker's loan was an example of cronyism. Democrats called the hearing a show trial. Here's Jerry Connolly of Virginia.
In order to get maybe cheap political headlines at the expense of the president, I might add we spent 2 years doing that in this committee, and it didn't work. The American people were having none of it.
Fisker's current CEO told committee members that the company is still looking for ways to get back into production and pay back the loan money to the government, though Fisker missed the payment on Monday. He insisted the company isn't dead yet. Sonari Glinton, NPR News.